Ooh, more details about the new Star Trek film. There's going to be a scene depicting Spock's birth.
I'd be more interested in the scene depicting Spock's conception.
Oh, please. For Vulcans mating, or if you will, ponfar, it's an extremely private matter.
Still, I'd like to know the details. His mother was human, his father was Vulcan, they couldn't just conceive.
Maybe they had to go to a clinic. Imagine Spock's dad in a little room with a copy of Pointy Ears and Shapely Rears.
How come on Star Trek everybody's private parts are the same? No alien lady ever told Captain Kirk, hey, get your thing out of my nose.
Hi, can you help me? I was writing an email and the A key got stuck. Now it's just going, ah!
What'd you spill on it?
Nothing. Diet Coke. And yogurt. A little nail polish.
I'll take a look at it.
Gentlemen, switching to local nerd news. Fishman, Chen, Chowdhury, and McNair aren't fielding a team in the University Physics Bowl this year.
You're kidding, why not?
They formed a barbershop quartet and got a gig playing Knott's Berry Farm.
Wow, so in your world, you're like the cool guys.
Recognize.
Well, this is our year. With those guys out, the entire physics bowl will kneel before Zod.
Zod?
Kryptonian villain. Long story.
Good story.
Well, count me out.
What? Why?
You want me to use my intelligence in a tawdry competition? Would you ask Picasso to play Pictionary? Would you ask Noah Webster to play Boggle? Would you ask Jacques Cousteau to play Go Fish?
Come on, you need a four-person team. We're four people.
By that reasoning, we should also play bridge, hold up a hoopah, and enter the Olympic bobsled competition.
Tickets to that, please.
Sheldon, what? Do I need to quote Spock's dying words to you?
No, don't.
The needs of the many
outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one. Damn it, I'll do it.
Okay. First order of physics board business. We need a truly kick-ass team name. Suggestions?
How about the Perpetual Motion Squad?
It's beyond the laws of physics, plus a little heads up for the ladies.
The ladies?
Perpetual Motion Squad. We can go all night.
I like it. I don't. Teams are traditionally named after fierce creatures, thus intimidating one's opponent.
Then we could be the Bengal Tigers.
Poor choice. Yet gram for gram, no animal exceeds the relative fighting strength of the army ant.
Maybe so. But you can't incinerate a Bengal tiger with a magnifying glass.
Let's put it to a vote. All those in favor...
Point of order. I move that any vote on team names must be unanimous. No man should be forced to emblazon his chest with a Bengal tiger when common sense dictates it should be an army ant.
Will the gentleman from the great state of denial yield for a question?
I will yield.
After we go through the exercise of an annoying series of votes, all of which the gentleman will lose, does he then intend to threaten to quit if he does not get his way?
He does.
I move we are the army ants. All those in favor?
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's Physics Bowl practice round. I'm Penny, and I'll be your host, because apparently I didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday afternoon, and isn't that just a little sad? Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes,
of course. Fire away.
You know, it's none of my business, but isn't a guy who can't speak in front of women gonna hold you back a little?
Oh, he'll be okay once the women are mixed into the crowd. He only has a problem when they're one-on-one and smell nice.
Aw, thanks, Raj. It's vanilla oil.
I was actually the one who noticed. Okay, let's just start.
Okay, the first question is on the topic of optics. What is the shortest light pulse ever produced? Dr. Cooper.
And of course, the answer is 130 attoseconds.
That is correct.
I knew that too.
Good for you, sweetie. Okay, next question. What is the quantum mechanical effect used to encode data on hard disk drives? Howard.
And of course, the answer is giant magnetoresistance.
Right.
Hey, I buzzed in.
And I answered. It's called teamwork.
Don't you think I should answer the engineering questions? I am an engineer.
By that logic, I should answer all the anthropology questions because I'm a mammal.
Just ask another one.
Okay. What artificial satellite has seen glimpses of Einstein's predicted frame dragging?
And of course, it's gravity probe B.
Sheldon, you have to let somebody else answer.
Why?
Because it's polite.
What do manners have to do with it? This is war. Were the Romans polite when they salted the ground of Carthage to make sure nothing would ever grow again?
Leonard, you said I only had to ask questions.
The objective of the competition is to give correct answers. If I know them, why shouldn't I give them?
Some of us might have the correct answers, too.
Oh, please, you don't even have a PhD.
All right, that's it.
Howard, sit down.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a little break.
Good idea. I need my wrist brace. All this button pushing is aggravating my old Nintendo injury.
I agree.
What did he say?
He compared Sheldon to a disposable feminine cleansing product one might use on a summer's eve.
Yeah, and the bag it came in.
Leonard, excellent. I want to show you something.
Can it wait? I need to talk to you.
Just look. I've designed the perfect uniforms for our team. The colors are based on Star Trek, the original series. The three of you will wear support red, and I will wear command gold.
Why do they say AA?
Army ants.
Isn't that confusing? AA might mean something else to certain people.
Why would a physics bowl team be called anodized aluminum?
No, I meant... Never mind. Check it out. I got you a Batman cookie jar.
Oh, neat. What's the occasion?
Well, you're a friend, and you like Batman and cookies, and you're off the team.
What?
Howard, Raj, and I just had a team meeting.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. I just came from there.
Okay, I don't know where you just came from, but it couldn't have been a team meeting because I'm on the team and I wasn't there. Ergo, the team did not meet.
Okay, let me try it this way. I was at a coffee klatch with a couple of friends, and one thing led to another, and it turns out you're off the team.
Why?
Because you're taking all the fun out of it.
I'm sorry, is the winner of the physics bowl the team that has the most fun?
Okay, let me try it this way. You're annoying and no one wants to play with you anymore.
I see. Well, at this point I should inform you that I intend to form my own team and destroy the molecular bonds that bind your very matter together and reduce the resulting particulate chaos to tears.
Thanks for the heads up.
You're welcome. One more thing.
Yes?
It's on, bitch.
So who do you get to be on his team?
He won't say. He just smiles and eats macaroons out of his bat jar.
He's using psychological warfare. We must reply in kind. I say we wait until he looks at us, then laugh, like, yes, you are a smart and strong competitor, but we are also smart and strong, and we have a reasonable chance of defeating you.
How exactly would that laugh go?
That sounds more like we are a tall, thin woman who wants to make a coat out of your Dalmatians.
Guys, let's remember that Sheldon is still our friend and my roommate.
So?
So nothing. Let's destroy him.
Gentlemen.
Okay, we're going to need a strong fourth for our team.
You know who's apparently very smart is the girl who played TV's Blossom. She got a PhD in neuroscience or something.
Raj, we're not getting TV's Blossom to join our physics bowl team.
How about the girl from the Wonder Years?
Gentlemen, I believe I've found the solution to all our problems.
We can't ask Leslie Winkle.
Why? Because you slept together and when she was done with you, she discarded you like last night's chutney?
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah. Sack up, dude.
Fine. Here I go, taking one for the team. In the sack. Hey,
Leslie.
Hi, guys.
So, Leslie, I have a question for you, and it might be a little awkward, you know, given that I...
hit that thing.
Leonard, there's no reason to feel uncomfortable just because we've seen each other's faces and naked bodies contorted in the sweet agony of coitus.
There's not? Gee, because it sure sounds like there should be.